Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Freedom Report podcast. Today is Monday, May the 11th, and today we're going to be talking about a story that I saw in the Los Angeles Times, which was a fantastic piece that I'm going to be reading for you today, and we're going to be talking about just the type of thing that always irks libertarians. Have you heard this before? I'm a libertarian, except blank, fill in the blank. I'm a libertarian on marijuana, but not when it comes to blah, blah, blah. We've all heard it before. People are always, I think everybody's a little libertarian on something, right? But then they're a huge statist whenever it comes to whatever their special interest is, right? You'll get a big business owner who'll say, I'm a libertarian, except we should have farm subsidies to support the working man. You know, I'm a libertarian, except we should, we should always keep all drugs illegal and execute anyone who uses drugs. And so today we're going to be reading an article called The Inconsistent Libertarians of Convenience, written by Aaron Wren. And it's about how urban progressives, in their inconsistent enthusiasm for deregulation, reflects their elite bias. And it's all about how they're very selective in their belief in economic freedom. And so it's a fascinatingly brilliant read. It was sent to me by my friend Corey Hubbard over the weekend, and she was like, "Whoa, when you're done reading that, you want a cigarette, right?" That's how good it is. And we're just going to go through this piece and talk a little bit about what it means to be a libertarian of convenience, and this is all just kind of fun insider stuff. If you're a regular listener to the Freedom Report podcast, then you know that I'm going to ask now if you would please subscribe to the Freedom Report. And of course, if you're a regular listener and you haven't yet, please do me a favor and go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. That's a really easy way for you to help us get the word out, get the message of freedom out. So go to iTunes.com. You can just download it real quick if you don't have it and just leave us a 5-star review. It's the Freedom Report. You'll search for it on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review and maybe a written review if you're really feeling up to it this Monday, and we would sincerely appreciate it. Of course, if you don't have an Apple device, you can always go to Stitcher.com and download the Stitcher app and find the Freedom Report with Austin Peterson, and that way you can get our shows whenever they come up. And so let's discuss this article. Let's bring it up and discuss. I'll probably be popping in and out, but this is a really great piece and it's something that deserves our attention. Something curious is happening in cities across the country. Urban progressives are finding their goals stymied by laws and regulations, and they're demanding less government interference, but very selectively. Call them libertarians of convenience. Nowhere is this trend more noticeable than in housing policy. Rules limiting density have become a regular target. Liberal urban affairs journalist Henry Grabar has lamented LA's regulation-induced housing shortage. Vox's Matt Iglesias, a left-wing writer, wants to see a major rollback of regulation to create a freer market in land use. But the urban left's sudden passion for deregulation goes beyond housing. When hip food establishments run into red tape, progressives jump into gear. The regulatory travails of Chicago's Logan Square Kitchen attracted a series of articles in the alternative weekly Chicago Reader, which observed, "The minutiae of this licensing confusion are mind-numbing." Libertarians and city-dwelling foodies have joined forces to promote, quote, food freedom, and fight bans on unpasteurized milk and meat curing. Farmers should be able to smoke a ham and sell it to their neighbors without making a huge investment in federally approved facilities, wrote food activist and author Michael Pollan. Rules that make food trucks illegal or hard to run are yet another irritant. Many restaurateurs would prefer a downtown free from competitors, Greater Washington editorialized. But it makes as much sense to give restaurants input on where food trucks can operate as it does to give food trucks control over prices restaurants can charge. All right, let me get off script here for a moment. Of course, this is so exciting to hear, you know. I mean, it's exciting and it's also a little bit disheartening too, because it just goes to show how selective people are in their biases. And it makes the problem of selling libertarianism, I actually think, more difficult. Why? Because people who don't embrace libertarianism for their own selfish reasons are only, of course, you know, we want to see people acting in their own best interests. but it shows a lack of belief in the overall understanding of the underlying basis of our natural rights, of our rights to freely transact with one another. And so the problem here is that liberals acting in their own self-defense, their own economic self-interests, are still not being educated on really why we have these problems. And of course, the author is going to go on to explain some of the hypocrisies that we have here. So let's continue. Much of the new sharing economy, made up of firms such as Airbnb and Lyft, which facilitate the peer-to-peer rentals of things like apartments or cars that the owners aren't using, has made regulators uneasy. But progressives have proved more friendly than not to this burgeoning market. Urban progressives' enthusiasm for deregulation is highly inconsistent, however. Indeed, in many policy areas, they're pushing for greatly expanded regulation. They've joined the fight for local minimum wage hikes in cities from Chicago to Los Angeles, for instance, and they regularly try to block chain retailers such as Walmart from expanding in their neighborhoods. The regulatory spirit is particularly relentless when it comes to the environment. San Francisco has restricted plastic water bottles and banned single-use plastic bags from stores, prompting the alternative weekly San Francisco Bay Guardian to cheer the city for continuing to lead the way in the nation's environmental policy. New York's liberal icon mayor, Bill de Blasio, has announced a ban on polystyrene packaging starting in July. Smoking policy brings out the most absurd contortions, as the left champions the legalization of marijuana even as it vilifies tobacco. San Francisco, it's easy to pick on San Francisco, has banned cigarette smoking at outdoor events, but exempted pot smoking for, quote, medical purposes. These inconsistencies seem to reflect elite biases. The things that liberal-minded city residents like and want to do, eat from hip food trucks, smoke dope, and other, quote, bourgeois bohemian pursuits, should be left as free as possible. Consequences be damned. Those that they consider de class A, big gulps, cigarettes, Walmart, should be restricted or even shut down. It's regulation for thee, but not for me. Libertarians of convenience may argue that there's no real contradiction here, that they have no problem with regulation in theory, just with stupid regulation, that they only favor laws regulating genuinely harmful activities, and liberalization in all other cases, but that claim doesn't stand up to scrutiny. Consider raw milk, which some progressives think should be sold freely along with pasteurized milk. From 2007 to 2012, 26 states reported 81 bacterial infection outbreaks to the CDC. These outbreaks caused almost 1,000 illnesses and close to 100 hospitalizations. Or, on the other side of the spectrum, consider e-cigarettes, which many liberals want to see regulated as tightly as traditional cigarettes. E-cigarettes contain no tobacco and produce no smoke. There's no evidence that they're linked to cancer. Nor are libertarians of convenience particularly sympathetic to those who cling to the regulations that they happen to despise. Iglesias, for instance, has said that people who don't want to live next to a tall building should simply move if one pops up in their neighborhood. What part-time freedom lovers don't understand is that, absent a wider culture of liberty, their calls for change will probably go unheeded. They can't just flip the regulatory mindset on and off like a light switch, depending on what they like or don't like. Well, yes, they can. Many of the bans and rules that well-meaning liberal bureaucrats impose on cities not only make life difficult for muffler shops, hardware stores, plumbing firms, bodegas, and other unglamorous operations, but they also harm the enterprises that progressives love. Most activities generate at least some negative results somewhere to someone. Government's role is not to eliminate all possible risk or harm. It is to intervene when truly necessary. And while the definition of, quote, necessary is fundamentally political, in a free society such as ours, the bias should be towards less meddling, not more. At least some on the left appreciate the principle of liberty when it comes to things such as free speech. They understand that odious opinions have to be tolerated or everyone's liberty is at risk, and that selective free expression isn't really free. But they fail to see that selective economic freedom brings its own injustices and inequities. Progressives should embrace a broader principle of economic liberty for American cities. not only for the sake of their own pet causes, but also because it's the right thing to do. Well, Aaron, that was a brilliant article and fantastic. Definitely the kind of thing you'd need a cigarette afterwards if it wasn't so heavily regulated and the taxes so high. Of course, I wouldn't smoke anyway because smoking cigarettes is just because it's legal doesn't mean that it's smart to do it. And that's really the basis of this opinion piece is that people need to be free to make the decisions, make bad decisions. There was a really interesting quote, of course, from Mance Rayder in Game of Thrones a few episodes ago when he got killed. He said, "All I ever wanted was to be free to make my own mistakes." And that's really the heart of libertarianism, is that people should be free to be able to make their own mistakes. But of course, these bourgeois bohemians in the city, they want to tamp down the regulations that are going to interfere with their bohemian lifestyle, you know, marijuana, food trucks, et cetera, et cetera. And they're going to want to regulate things that they don't like, Big Gulps and Walmart. I mean, look what they're trying to do. They're trying to regulate Walmart out of business. I mean, the first thing that they tried to do, of course, in Washington, D.C., was block Walmart from operating whatsoever. And then, of course, they try and make it so that the rules are that the only way that Walmart could come into the District of Columbia was if they were forced to pay what they call a super minimum wage, which would be higher than even their competitors. So liberals will do anything they can to drive people out of business if they don't like it. You know, they're libertarians of convenience. I mean, you know, you have to wonder if these people are smoking marijuana all day long and their brains are just totally fried and they have not a single basic understanding of the ideals of which they're championing and the broader implications of the ideals that they're championing when it comes to deregulation. Of course, libertarians not of convenience, libertarians of libertarianism, the real libertarians, us hardcore classical liberals, people probably who listen to this podcast and some conservatives too, would understand the underlying argument when it comes to economic freedom. But, you know, I'm picking on liberals here. I'm picking on like the kind of the hippies, the hippie, you know, liberal progressives of the left here. But I pointed out an example of how conservatives, how right-wingers are libertarians of convenience as well. They want deregulation for their own economy and their own activities, but they want regulation on the things that they disagree with. So, you know, you wouldn't find any conservatives who want marijuana to be illegal anyway, not saying at the very least that marijuana should be, if it's going to be legal, it should be heavily taxed and regulated and controlled by the government, right? So the problem here is that, you know, of course, this author has done a fantastic job because Aaron is writing for the LA Times, so he's writing for that hip, urban, young, progressive audience. But if you were to write this for, like, the maybe not the Kansas City Star, I would say, but some other, like, Midwestern or Southern newspaper, then it would make more sense to write stories about how conservatives want deregulation for their own industries, but they want heavy regulation on the industries for which the progressives are going to champion. So everybody's a libertarian of convenience. We're all libertarians of convenience, unless we're actual libertarians. So, I mean, a lot of times libertarians, we like to say, well, everybody's a little bit libertarian, right? So that's how we try and get more people into the fold, and that's true. And certainly if you want to try and convert more people to libertarianism, you're going to have to write pieces like this. But it just goes to show sort of how frustrating it can be to be us. We all know this, ladies and gentlemen. We know how much it sucks to be a libertarian sometimes. You know, plastic bag bans, Big Gulp bans, raise the minimum wage, you know, make cigarettes illegal, but legalize pot. And it's just, it almost feels like nothing's changing. Even though everything is changing, in a sense, it's sort of flipping the script where the things that are legal now are going to be illegal in 10 years. The things that are illegal now will be legal then. You know, there'll be a sort of a juxtaposition. And I mean, really, will we get less regulation overall? I don't know. I don't think so. It doesn't seem like it because it just seems like everybody's just being a libertarian of convenience. So how do we get more people to sort of understand the broader concept of liberty? Well, we're going to have to latch on to these issues and point out these hypocrisies, even though, I mean, the problem is people don't like it when they have their hypocrisies pointed out. So we're going to have to find some more creative way here that's perhaps not as confrontational to explain to people, you know, the overall understanding of what it means to be a libertarian. And a lot of people don't know what it means to be a libertarian. I mean, a lot of people who call themselves libertarians are confused about libertarians.
you know, this is why, you know, sometimes we write these articles at the Libertarian Republic called, you know, 5 reasons why you're actually a socialist, not a libertarian. And, you know, these are some libertarians are libertarians of convenience. And here's a good example. Labeled GMOs, you know, mandated labeling of organic food products. You know where I stand on this stuff, you know. I mean, I don't want to get too deep into this one particular issue here, but of course, if you want mandated government labeling of anything, then you're not, that's not libertarian. And so many libertarians who think, oh, Monsanto is trying to poison us all, blah, blah, blah. Well, remember this, no one, you don't have a right to food. First of all, you don't have a right to food. So nobody should be forced to label food because it's not as if you have a right to food, right? So because the first argument that many libertarians of libertarian convenience will say is, I have a right to know what's in my food. No, you don't. You only have a right to know what's in the food that you manufacture on your own, okay? So if you want to go and buy food from somebody else, from some farmer, then your contract with that farmer should be that if I buy this, you tell me what's in it. Now, if he lies to you, that's fraud, right? But if you don't ask, then it's not his responsibility to inform you, okay? It's not. It's not. Sorry. So libertarians of libertarian convenience here. Let's discuss that issue there. If you want to know what's in your food, you should grow your own. And lots of libertarians do grow their own food. So, you know, what's another issue where libertarians are sort of conspiracy theory socialists? I could pick out, organic food is the easiest one, the mandated labeling. But there's other issues of libertarian convenience where I think libertarians aren't being libertarian. They're only libertarians except when it comes to Monsanto, you know, exactly. You know, they want to regulate these big corporations. We got to bring, or when it comes to economic freedom, a lot of times people who call themselves libertarians are all waving the flag of Bernie Sanders. He's at least he's honest about being a socialist, you know, like no. Lenin was honest about being a communist. It didn't make him a good person, okay? And so there are a lot of confused socialists, there are a lot of confused conservatives, and there's a lot of confused libertarians. And then there are actual libertarians, like me. Right? Like, I'm the only real libertarian. But the truth is that asking for more government regulation does not, it makes you a libertarian of convenience. You can be a libertarian on everything, but if you're asking the government to solve your problem when it comes to, you know, food labeling or something like that, or so anything that's outside the purview of actual limited government beliefs of minarchy, which I did a fantastic podcast for, which you should definitely read, is What is Minarchy? You should go and listen to that. It's like 2 or 3 podcasts back from this one right now that you can skip back. But I use the Game of Thrones analogy as well to discuss, like, what does it mean to be a minarchist? What are the actual roles of government? And the actual role of government, of course, is to protect liberty. If government is to exist, its role should be to protect individual liberty and natural rights. And that means providing courts and, of course, a rule of law, system of law for us to basically protect, enforce contract rights. And that's really what government needs to be doing, is just enforcing private contracts, you know, providing lawyers for those who are accused of crimes, and protecting us from foreign invasion. And that's about it. But the rights of people to freely transact, for me to go to a food truck and buy whatever I choose, even if I don't ask for the ingredient list, that should be my right. And food trucks should have the right to operate. You should have the right to smoke marijuana. I'm not a libertarian of convenience. Some people are. But this is the kind of thing that is we're going to see more and more of. Progressives embracing deregulation in some industries and then regulation in others. And of course, when they say, you know, oh, well, you know, we do support broader regulation for things that are scary or things that are wrong. Just remember, of course, that raw milk is scary and dangerous. And it's the kind of thing that liberals still want us to not regulate. So, of course, there's that hypocrisy there. We're going to have to find ways to expand people's understandings of libertarianism so that we can get people to moving from libertarians of convenience to full-time freedom fighters. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably one of them. Again, thank you very much for listening to the show today. Beautiful day. I hope you guys are having a great spring so far. Do me a favor and go to thelibertarianrepublic.com, sign up for our email newsletter, and download the Freedom Report podcast. Get us on iTunes and Stitcher if you don't have an Apple device. But if you do have an Apple device and you still haven't done it yet, guys, come on, don't be lazy. Please go to iTunes. 5 stars for the Freedom Report, and that's going to do me a big favor today. That way you can get more podcasts like this, and we can keep the message going. So don't forget to come back also every single day to your home for economic freedom and personal liberty at the Libertarian Republic.com.